Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, following the death last week of a woman riding a rented bike, city officials are pulling parking spaces from Howard Street to add a large buffer between cars and bicyclists. And certainly everybody wants more bike safety, but I guess as people need to drive their cars and need to get around, is the city going to be losing more parking spaces in the name of bike safety?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're already pulling the parking out of a stretch of Howard Street that's adjacent to this. This is just adds another block. Now, as it stands right now in San Francisco's rules, that within 2 or 3 days of any sort of accident like this, the street people are supposed to go down there, take a look at it, evaluate it for safety, and come up with at least temporary solutions. Now, this was put more pressure on City Hall because cyclists showed up there in force in the last couple of days leading up to this and sort of set a protest saying something needs to be done. So City Hall's doing what City Hall does, doing something, which is going out and pulling the parking. It's part of a bigger program that's taking parking in for bike lanes all across the city, and it's not going to let up.
Phil, you know, maybe the bigger picture is, are we ready for all of this? We have scooters. We have, use and drop bikes. We have
use and drop electric bikes.
Electric bikes, too.
We have use and drop motor scooters that are electric. We have just about everything out there with 1 or 2, 3, 4 or 5 wheels you can imagine on the roads.
But are our streets in San Francisco ready to handle it?
Well, whether they are or not, they are. that's the thing. It's a reality out there. In Market Street, they've cut it largely off to any kind of casual car in order to make way for bikes. Howard Street, Folsom Street, these main thoroughfares, the competition is there because these are main arteries. It's interesting. San Francisco has had this sort of political bent for the last 20 years, everything all the time in terms of alternative means of transportation. For a while there, we had the scooter madness, and then we pulled back on that. The city said that was too much. But still, you see people out there. They're putting these bike stations out there. They're trying to get as many people as they can using bikes. But at the same time, we have to be honest. The politics of this also includes, don't put any restrictions on the bikes. Okay, there's been calls repeatedly for helmet laws. If we're going to be putting these bikes out on the streets, no. The Bike Coalition says no. That would discourage people from using bikes. So we're trying to encourage people to use bikes. The question is it safe for everybody to be on the roads? And the answer to a certain extent is no. The result, though, is that parking is getting pulled and businesses are sitting there going, there goes our parking, there goes our business, there goes our small business, we're going to move out to Daly City. That's the way it goes. But San Francisco is in a big push to get people out of their cars. Meanwhile, as many people are using their cars, some are using more cars are out there. So we have more cars, more bikes, more scooters, skateboards, you name it. We've got it out there. It's crowded. The only thing that hasn't changed is the width of the streets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.